Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. We read in Luke 13, verse 11, where Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed over and could in no way lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Well, if that was true 2,000 years ago, since the word is the same today, and the heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall never pass away, and we know that the spirits of Satan are still here, Jesus simply showed us how. He didn't get them all. I guess I thought for a few years that maybe he got them all. But as we've learned, as we've started ministering in deliverance, we find they're all around us. And yes, there are spirits of infirmity. I'd like to welcome Brother James McCormick to the program today. James is from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Good to have you, brother.
Everett, nice to be here.
James, you were telling me earlier about a case. And you've been in deliverance for a number of years. Share with the people, if you would, about this heart attack infirmity that you ran into.
Yes, Everett, let me state at the beginning that this was some 10 years ago, and the strange part about this phenomenon was that it was a saved, spirit-filled man. In fact, he was a board member in a charismatic church. We pastored at that time in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We was at home one afternoon and early evening, and his wife called and said she was quite concerned about him, that he was having lots of pains in his chest and he was feeling real bad, but rather than go to the hospital, he was going to try to make it to the church for prayer. And she said, I'm quite concerned about him. Said he's in lots of pain, said, and we would like for you to watch for him. So we live some 8 blocks away, and we went to the door and looked, and we saw the car come down the street, but it veered across the street and jumped the curb and finally stopped in the yard. And, of course, we ran out quite concerned and opened the door, and this brother was slumped over the steering wheel with the pains that went down into his left arm and having all the symptoms of a heart attack. So we opened the door, got him out of the car, and he was gasping, and he says, I can't breathe. And he could only breathe just to the neck area. He couldn't breathe into the lungs. The chest was all knotted up in pain, and he couldn't breathe. So we took him into the living room, set him down in a chair, and by that time he went unconscious. He had stopped breathing. There was a man that checked his pulse, and his pulse, he said the pulse had stopped. And one of the gentlemen that were with us praying had saw his dad die with a heart attack, and he said, this man's having a heart attack. He said, I can recognize all the symptoms. So very frantically, naturally, we began to pray and really seek the Lord in desperation for this brother, knowing that it was a life-threatening situation. In fact, one brother went down to the hall, and he called for the ambulance, and he got them on the line. But about time I got the ambulance, on the line, I was praying, and the Holy Spirit checked me and says, he doesn't need prayer, he needs deliverance. So this is a spirit, cast it out. So, not questioning, I instructed the others that the Holy Spirit had revealed to me that this was a spirit that was destroying him and therefore needed to be cast out. So we commanded, and at this time he was limp. He was not breathing. There was no pulse. He was almost dead, very close to death. There was no signs of life. And when we, operating in the spirit, gave a command for that spirit to come out, he was in a chair, and he called back with tremendous strength, and a spirit spoke and says, no, I won't come out. I came in to destroy him, and he will never preach. and then the spit laughed with a demonic laugh. The situation in his life, he had was called to the ministry, and this was 3 days prior to the time that he would preach his first message. And that spirit said, "I have came upon him to destroy him. I will kill him, and he will never preach." Ha, ha, ha. So we commenced to command the spirit in the name of Jesus to come out after some struggle. The spirit came out, and immediately the man's color, his face became flushed, his heartbeat became normal. All the symptoms and signs of the heart attack, all the pain that had him drawn over, all left. All his body system became immediately normal as the spirit came out, and he was weak, but otherwise very natural. And the man began to weep, and he says, "Thank God we had someone to come to that knew what to do."
Praise God. Now, think of that a moment. How astonishing that is. This fellow would have died had someone not been sensitive enough to the Lord speaking to him or sensitive enough to the Word and the knowledge of the Word to know that that was a demonic spirit and need to be dealt with right then in Jesus' name. That was a spirit of infirmity, no different than the lady and the woman in Luke 13, verse 11, where Jesus cast the spirit of infirmity out of her back and she was bowed over. We've run into cardiovascular spirits a number of times, Brother James, and one of them, Brother Thorne Stallings, when I ministered him, I guess it's been close to 4 years ago now, and that thing manifested and gave its name as cardiovascular disease, and it said it had been in him for some time. It said, "I killed his grandfather, grandfathers, plural, I killed his father, and I'm going to kill him." And it nearly had, because Thorne had had about a year and a half before that, 2 heart attacks. He'd had open heart surgery, came close to getting him, and was still there, and no doubt was going to try again. What knowledge this is, if we can just get hold of it and then use it. How many people could have lived that had spirits of heart attacks working on them? I had another case, Buddy Myers, one of our team leaders from Chickasha, Oklahoma. Buddy had been playing basketball, and I guess still does quite a bit, with a group down there in the gym 2 or 3 times a week. And he'd been having some chest pains. And his wife, who discerns real well, felt like she was picking up a spirit of cardiovascular disease. Well, when they came up and helped us minister the following week, as a matter of routine, it hadn't bothered him, just a little bit of pain now and then, but he said, "Say, why don't you, we minister here a minute?" Everyone else had left, and he said, "Just, why don't you address a cardiovascular spirit or a heart attack spirit? I've been having these chest pains." And so as a routine matter, I just said, "All right, you spirit of cardiovascular, spirit of heart attack, in Jesus' name, you go from him." And much to my amazement, he starts manifesting. He bows over backwards in the chair and starts gasping for breath, his head hanging backwards, you know. Well, at least I knew what I had hold of, and praise God, I know how to shoot my gun. So once I realized I had it, I just, you know, stayed in the attack mode and kept commanding that cardiovascular spirit to go, and it wasn't 30, 45 seconds, it was gone. And he was completely back to normal, and that was a spirit. My wife, Carolyn, had one here a while back when we were teaching down in Lawton. And we were all divided up, each of us ministering, since we were shorthanded. And she got a cardiovascular spirit up in a man, and it pantomimed a heart attack, or was doing a heart attack. Well, she knew who she was in Jesus. She took authority, commanded it to be still and to go, and it did, and the man immediately went back to normal. What things we're learning here, if only people knew, if only they get hold of this and use the power. This is why Jesus told believers to cast out demons. He commissioned every one of us. He gave every one of us the power in which to do it. We just need to pick up on it and start using it, and we will see Jesus set the captives free. Well, Brother James McCormick, thank you for sharing. Good to have you here from Carlsbad, and I know if you run into any more cardiovascular spirits, you'll sure know what to do with them.
Yes, brother.
Good to have you. I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.